those moves. Okay. You ready?
Yes.
This is Annabelle, participant 8006. And why don't you go ahead and press one of those buzzers, Annabelle? Good choice. All right. You know your ABCs?
Yes.
Of course you do. How about you tell me the letter, what you see on the card, and another word that starts with A.
A. Apple. Opossum.
Whoa.
B. Boy. Baby.
Okay.
C. Cookies. Cakes.
Okay, that's good.
D. Ducks. Dinosaurs.
Whoa.
E. Elephants. I don't know.
Maybe another word? It's a hard one. When you hear elephant, you start thinking about animals.
F. Fish. Funeral.
Oh. What about this one?
G. Guitar. I don't know.
You don't know? Do you play music?
No.
No? Jibo, do you play music?
Yes.
Whoa. All right, what about this?
H.
Whoa.
H. House. Horse.
Horse.
I. Ice. Icing. J. Juice. Jibo.
Oh, good.
K. Key. I don't know.
That's okay. Ooh, boys, come back.
L. Leaf. Life.
Nice.
M. Monkey. Mommy.
Aww.
N. Nose. Nika. O. Orange. I don't know.
That's okay.
P. Plate. Pencil.
Nice.
Q. Quack.
Do you like ducks?
Yes.
Tell me about your favorite animal.
A dolphin.
Dolphin? Why is that?
I don't know.
You don't know. They just look nice.
Yes. R. Red. Rhombus.
Nice. Whoa. I haven't heard that one in a while.
S. Spider. Some.
How do you feel about this guy?
Me.
I know. Me too.
T. Table. Triceratops.
Oh my gosh. That's such a long word.
U. Umbrella. Ukulele.
Whoa.
V. Vacuum. Victim.
Whoa. What about this one?
W. Watch. Witch. X-ray.
This is a really hard one. There are like no X words.
Y. Yogurt. Yes.
Nice.
Z. Zebra. Xylophone.
Nice. All right. Why don't you hit another buzzer for me?
You're doing an awesome job.
Good job.
Ding.
Nice. All right, let's see what we have here. Now, one. We're going to go through some numbers.
One.
You know how to count, right?
Yes. Okay. One, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, ten.
Great job.
What do you think comes after this?
11.
Good.
12. Mm-hmm. 13. 14. 15.
What do you think comes after this?
16. 20!
I know, we tricked you.
Hey.
So what do you think comes after this?
30. 25.
Close. Okay, now what comes after this?
30. 35. 40.
How did we do that? We just skipped. We're trying to trick you. All right, what do you think's after 40?
45. 50.
50, okay. What do you think if we went from 30 to 40 and 40 to 50, what do you think is next?
50 to 60.
There you go.
70. 80. 90. 100.
Okay, we might go a little tricky now, okay? What do you think you'll go up to now?
110. 200.
200, okay.
300.
Oh my gosh. We're tricking you again. What do you think's after this?
600. 1 million.
Close. Just a little less zeros. What do you think this is?
1,000.
Good job. All right. Can you add?
This is the right.
Awesome. What's this number?
9.
You know what the sign means?
Plus 7. 16.
Very good. Do you know this one?
What's that? 18.
Number? Oh, you beat me. Okay, what's this number?
19. 1. It goes 18.
Good job. Have you ever seen multiplication?
Yes, but I don't know how to do it.
That's fine. But you know what the sign means?
Times.
Very good. Have you seen this sign before?
No.
No?
No.
It's division. But we did really well on those other ones. You're a smarty pants. All right. Great job. Why don't you just go ahead and hit a buzzer for me? Nice. I like that one. Okay.
That's a lamp.
Yes. Very good. All right. So I'm going to show you some pictures now, okay?
Mm-hmm.
This is one light. Okay? So if I have two of them, I have two
lights.
Very good.
One purse.
Yes, exactly. We're going to call it a bag, though.
Okay.
So one bag.
Two bags.
Good.
What is that?
I don't know. What do you think this is?
I don't know.
I don't know either. It's a crazy word, okay? We're going to call it a yawk.
Okay.
Can you say yawk?
Yawk.
Okay. I have one yawk.
Two yawk. That looks like a donut.
I know. I wish I could eat it, but it's actually called a smide.
Smide.
Isn't that a silly word?
Yes. One smide. Mm-hmm. Two smides.
Good job. We're gonna call this a kel. Can you say kel?
Kel.
Nice. One kel.
Two kels. A rock.
Mm-hmm.
Two rocks. What is that?
We're going to call this a pite. Can you say pite?
Pite.
Very good. One pite.
One pite. Two pites.
Very good.
A slide. Two sides. A stamper.
Close. We're going to call this a bell.
Oh.
Bell.
Bell. Two bells. What is that?
We're going to call this a yag.
A yag.
Okay.
One yag, two yags. One crib, two cribs. One shoe, two shoe. One boat.
We're gonna call this a ship. It is a boat.
One ship, two ships. One.
We're gonna call this a dup.
One
dup.
Two dups. One.
We're gonna call this a stack.
One stack.
Can you say skack?
Skack.
There
one skack, two skacks. One.
This is also weird. We're going to call this a brib. Can you say brib?
One brib, two bribs. One.
This is also a weird one. What would you say this was if you had to name it?
Whatchamacallit?
That's close. We're going to call it a mip.
A mip.
But I would also probably call it a whatchamacallit too. One mip.
One mip. Two mips. One ball.
Close. We're going to call this a foo.
One foo. Two foo. One sandwich. One peanut butter and jelly sandwich.
Yeah. We're going to go with a snack.
One snack. Two snacks.
Very good.
One cup. Mug.
Yeah. Cup.
Cup. One cup. Two cups.
Good job.
One night.
We made it to the beginning. Good job. Why don't you hit a buzzer for me?
You're doing great.
Awesome.
Boing.
I like that one.
Boing.
There were some silly words in that, weren't there?
Yes.
You did awesome, though. Okay. Now we're going to look at some pictures.
Pictures.
They're pretty fun. Why don't you go ahead and tell me what you see in this picture?
A lion. A person riding a boat, two fish, leap pads, a dragonfly.
You see anything else?
Flower. Mm-hmm. And its tail.
Yeah. How do you think they got there? Do you know where they're going?
They're going to the lake.
Why?
To go fishing.
Go fishing? Do you see anything funny about this fish?
They're upside down. That one's upside down.
How'd that happen?
I don't know.
If you had to tell me a bedtime story about this, what would you say?
A fish went silly and it went upside down.
Pretty good. Are they friends? Do you think?
Yes.
How did they meet?
At a zoo.
At a zoo?
Yes.
So why is he not at a zoo?
Because they didn't want him.
Aw. Do you see anything else in this picture that you want to talk to me about?
No.
All right. Let's look at the next one. I like this one, too. What's going on here?
He's pretending he's a person who flies a plane.
What else do you see in this picture?
Cars, pillows, socks. He imagining airplanes. And his pet goldfish.
Nice. What do you think about his room?
It's cool.
It's cool? Is it clean?
No.
Why not?
Because there's socks on the floor. And there's pillows.
Is your room like that?
I don't have a room.
Is your space like that? Your house?
No.
No? It's all clean. That's good. Is there anything else you want to talk to me about this picture?
No. He's making playful airplanes.
Mm-hmm. Have you ever done that before?
Yes.
How do you do it?
You put the thing... Like, you fold them down, and then you fold the paper, and then make the wings.
I'll have to try that sometime. Is there anything else that's funny or that you like in this picture?
No.
All right. Let's move on. I like this one.
Science!
Yeah. What
an octopus.
See? An octopus?
Yes.
What else?
A light bulb. He doing science. A mouse. Two mouse. Two mice.
Good. How did he get here?
He swam.
He swam?
Yes.
Why is there an octopus in a science lab?
I don't know.
Don't know. What do you think she does?
Science.
Is this octopus helping her?
Yes.
Yes? Jibo, do you like octopuses? Octopi?
Yes.
Yes. Oh my gosh. Have you ever seen one before?
No.
No.
What do you think they look like?
I don't know how to answer that.
I know. You know what they look like, though, because you're smart. You're very smart. Okay. Is there anything else you see in this picture?
Books.
Books?
Mm-hmm.
What are they about?
Science!
Do you have a favorite book?
Dinosaurs!
Dinosaurs, is that what the book's called?
Dinosaurology.
Can you tell me a little bit about it?
When you open something, there's like writing on it.
Mm. What does the book say?
I don't know.
No, no. I'll have to look into it someday. Okay. Got another picture to look at. This one's kind of silly, too.
Ah!
What do you see in this picture?
A big, giant eggplant.
What else do you see?
A snail.
Mm-hmm.
Two snails. Three snails. So many snails.
What do you think she can do with this eggplant or vegetable?
Chop it and eat it.
What else can she do?
Make it into food.
Nice. Have you ever had that before?
No.
No. Have you ever been to the countryside?
No.
No. All right. What do you think that, what else do you think she grows?
Carrots.
Carrots? Nice. Is there anything else you see in this picture?
No.
No?
Nope.
Nothing else?
Nope.
All right. Good job. Why don't you hit another buzzer for me?
Wait.
Did you see that?
No.
Did you see that?
Ah, firework!
Oh my gosh. I didn't know it was 4th of July already.
It's not.
All right, press the buzzer for me. There you go, your favorite color, purple. Do you know how to read?
Yes.
Why don't you go ahead and read this paper for me?
Arthur Ashe was a thin kid that grew up to be one of the best tennis players in the world. As a small child, he liked to read books and listen to music with his mother. He also spent lots of time practicing. He became so good he played at school later. He played on the United States team. He was the best player in the country. Arthur played tennis all over the world. He was the first black man to play some of the games. One time, one country would not let him play because of the color of his skin. He did not think this was fair, and he worked to make changes so all the people could play. He did make things better for Ashe. Mr. Ashe was a very smart man. That is why he was so good at tennis. He knew how to play smarter than other men. He was also a very kind and nice man. Mr. Ashe always wanted to be a good person. When he was young, his dad kept telling him that he should always do the right thing, and that is what he did. He always worked hard to do his best and to do what was right. After he finished playing tennis, Arthur still helped people. Later in life, he became sick, but he still worked to help others. People still remember what a wonderful man he was. There is even a tennis court in New York that was named after him.
Good job. You're an awesome reader. Do you want to do another one?
No.
Great job.
Thanks, Jibo. All right. Why don't you hit another buzzer for me? Okay. Hello. Now we're going to look at some pictures again. What's this kid doing?
Brushing his teeth.
Do you know how to brush your teeth?
Yes.
Tell me how to do it.
You rinse it first, you put toothpaste, then you brush.
Rinse what?
Rinse your toothbrush.
Nice.
And then when you're done, you rinse it again.
When do you brush your teeth?
Every morning and every night.
Very good. What's he doing?
Washing his hands.
How do you wash your hands?
You get soap, you scrub it, then you rinse it. And then you dry it with a towel.
Nice. When do you usually wash your hands?
Before you eat, after you eat.
Very good. Any other time? All right.
He's lacing up his shoes.
Nice. Looks like he's about to tie them, too.
Mm-hmm.
Do you know how to tie your shoes?
Yes.
Can you tell me how you do it?
I can show you.
Can you use your words?
No.
No? What are you tying right now? What are they called?
Laces.
And are there any bunny ears?
Yes.
Tell me what to do. What do you do first?
You first, I don't know.
To put them together. Describe what you're doing for me.
And then you do this. Mm-hmm. And then you make one little bunny ear, and then you do this. And then if you want to double knot it, you just do the same thing. You just do this again.
Very good.
Yeah.
Ta-da. Awesome job. All right.
She's eating breakfast.
Mm-hmm.
You do that every morning.
How do you make your breakfast?
I pour cereal, then I pour milk.
What cereals do you eat?
Fruit Loops with marshmallows.
Oh, that sounds so yummy. You're going to make my tummy growl. What are you doing to me? All right. What about this kid?
He's getting dressed.
How do you get dressed?
You put your shirt on, then you put your shorts, and then you put your socks on.
How do you put your shirt on, your sweater on?
You first put your head in, then you do this, and then this.
All right, good job. What order do you usually put it in on?
Shirt, shorts, socks.
Good job. All right. What's she doing?
She's making cupcakes.
Have you ever made cupcakes?
Yes, with Mommy.
Nice.
Made carrot cake cupcakes.
Really? How did you do that?
You blend carrots,
mm-hmm.
and then you put them in a mixer. And then you put them in, I don't know what it is. And then you put it in the oven. And then you decorate.
Nice. What else? Have you ever baked any other things?
Cake. Carrot cake.
Do you like carrot flavored things?
Yes.
Desserts?
Yes.
Awesome. What's your favorite dessert?
Ice cream.
Ice cream? Me too. What's your favorite type of ice cream?
Cookie Monster.
Cookie Monster?
Mm-hmm.
Hey, Jibo. Do you like ice cream?
Yes.
What's your favorite type of ice cream?
He has to think.
I don't know how to answer that.
I guess maybe. Why don't we dance instead? Okay. That's what I do when I think about ice cream, too. All right. What's happening here?
He's painting.
Painting? Do you do arts and crafts?
Yes.
How would you paint?
You get paint and a paintbrush, and then you get paper, and then you paint on it.
What's your favorite arts and crafts to do?
I don't know.
You don't know? Do you ever...
I make Play-Doh people.
Play-Doh people?
Yes.
That sounds fun. And what do you do with them?
You first get Play-Doh, then you make it, and then you let it sit overnight.
And where do you put them?
On the counter.
Do you play with them with your friends?
No.
Nope. Well, that sounds cool.
He's buckling his seatbelt.
How do you do that?
You grab it and then you click it.
Very good. Would you do the same thing?
Yes.
Yes, good job.
She's feeding her teddy bear.
That's kind of silly. Do you feed your stuffed animals?
Yes.
Yes? What do you feed them?
Mac and cheese.
Is that their favorite thing to eat?
Yes.
What else do you feed your stuffed animals?
Fruit.
Fruit? Wow. Cool.
He got vest. Fancy.
What do you think is going on here?
He's playing dress up.
Mm-hmm. Do you play dress up?
Yes.
Would you dress up like this?
No.
No, why not?
Because it's too silly.
Too silly? What do you dress up as?
Fancy Nancy.
Fancy Nancy?
Yes.
What do you usually dress up as on Halloween?
Lots of different things.
Like what?
Like Mal, Fancy Nancy, Lammy. She's my favorite stuffed animal.
Oh, that sounds fun. Do you get a lot of candy on Halloween?
Yes.
Wow. All right.
They're playing on the slide.
You go to the playground?
Yes.
What's your favorite thing to do at the playground?
Monkey bars.
Monkey bars? Wow. You must have strong arms. Yes. Yes, you do. All right.
Playing soccer.
Do you play soccer?
Yes.
Can you explain soccer to me?
You kick the ball try to kick the ball in the goal, and you kick it, and then the goalie tries to get it.
Do you win?
No.
No?
No.
I'm sure you do. I'm sure you win sometimes.
No.
You're probably the star
player. The other team wins.
Well, you're still the star player. You're probably the star player. It's not your fault. All right.
They're building blocks.
Do you ever play with blocks?
Yes.
Do you share like they're sharing?
Yes.
What do you like to share?
My toys.
Your toys? With who?
With my friend.
What do you usually play with your friend?
With my dolls.
Ah, that sounds fun. Okay.
She's pushing. She's pushing the other person.
Do you get pushed on the slide? Or on the slide? Look at me. Think slide. Have I ever been to a playground?
Yes.
Do you get pushed on the swing?
No.
No? You can do it yourself?
Yes.
How do you do it?
You put your feet back first, and then you swing.
Awesome. Okay, just a few more.
They're sharing a lollipop.
Do you ever share lollipops?
No, because that would spread germs.
good. I don't do that either personally, but at least they're sharing. All right. What do you think's going on here?
He's thinking about his choices.
His choices. What kind of choices do you think he made?
Bad choices.
Why is that?
Because he's really bad.
Did he ever get put on timeout?
Yes.
Yes. How does that make you feel?
Sad.
Sad. But then soon enough you're out and you're playing again, right?
Mm-hmm.
Why don't you go ahead and press a buzzer for me?
Ding dong.
Alright, I'm going to show you some of my...
You're doing an awesome job.
Mm. I'm going to show you some of my favorite...
Fireworks!
I know, that's awesome. I'm going to show you some of my favorite silly pictures and then you're going to be done, okay?
Okay.
Alright, let's see. This one's pretty cool.
Mm-hmm. Outer space.
Mm-hmm. What do you see?
She's flying into outer space.
Mm-hmm. And how did she even get there? What's that?
It's a rocket ship.
Wow. Okay. I want to show you my favorite one. Okay? This is a silly one.
A pig in a bathtub?
I know. Isn't that crazy? Have you ever seen a pig in a bathtub?
No.
So, what color do you think that water is?
It's bubbly.
Bubbly?
Yes.
Is it brown?
No.
No? What's a pig doing in a bathtub?
It's washing itself.
Nice. What else do you see in this picture?
Soap. Mm-hmm. A rubber ducky. And a boat.
There's also another funny picture I want to show you.
A frog in a cup.
How did this frog fit in a cup is my question.
It's tiny.
It's tiny?
Yes.
What's this?
A crown.
How do you think a frog has a crown on its head? What happened?
Somebody put a crown on its head.
Is she a princess frog?
Yes.
Have you ever seen that Disney movie?
Yes, Princess and the Frog.
Mm-hmm. Do you like it?
Yes.
What's your favorite Disney movie?
Raya.
All right, what happens? I haven't seen that one.
I'm not telling you.
I guess I'll have to watch it myself.
Yes.
I've got books to read. I've got movies to watch. You're giving me a lot of good recommendations. All right, why don't you go ahead and press the buzzer for me? Good job. Oh my gosh, Debo. Debo can really move, right? Good job, you are all done. Awesome job.